This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The State Revenue Estimating Conference has downgraded Louisiana's income forecasts, meaning there's a $300 million shortfall for the current year, with the deficit for next year growing to $1.6 billion. The strain of trying to pay the state's bills is already showing, with State Treasurer John Kennedy and Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols bickering over closing the books on last year. At issue, a $300 million surplus the administration said it found last summer. Bradley Cryer with the Legislative Auditor's Office explains where it came from.
These are monies that have been rolling forward year after year, as far back as we have records.
The money had been on the books since at least 1997 and never used.
This should have been reported,
said Nichols. Treasurer Kennedy said he's not the bean counter.
You're the state's accountant. The reporting was done on documents prepared by accountants at the Division of Administration.
Kennedy was miffed that neither the legislature nor revenue estimating were notified when this money was found. Instead,
you promptly issued a press release saying we had a surplus without explaining the $300 million. We did not have a surplus. We had a deficit. Our expenses exceeded our revenues.
Nichols disagreed, saying there was no deficit because deficit reduction measures were not triggered.
If we report a deficit, we have to make reductions. That's what the law requires in terms of deficit
reporting. I'm just telling you that you can try to put lipstick on the pig, but it's still a pig.
The Revenue Estimating Conference ended up saying 2014 closed with a surplus, but designated the rolled-over funds as one-time money. That means it cannot be used to fill this year's budget hole, nor cushion the fiscal blow next year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Brought to you by Southern Strategy Group.